I'm kind of shocked I was deleted on Facebook.
Shocked about that?
Not my profile, no. This is the first time that this has ever happened to me. And I've been on Facebook for a while. I don't know, like 12 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had a post that I posted deleted. Now, it wasn't deleted by Facebook. I know that happens now a lot. When someone posts something controversial, people complain that they take it down. That's not what I'm saying. Or maybe that is what happened, okay? So here's the deal. A guy that I used to work with a long time ago, he's on vacation, and I don't know if he was being funny or not.
Mm-hmm.
I am not making this up. He's a, you know, average guy, bald, glasses, okay? Can you picture that?
Sure.
He's on a horse, shirtless, on the beach. Now, I grant you, he's on vacation somewhere. I don't know if he's in the Caribbean or where he is, or Mexico or something, but he takes a picture in a bathing suit on a horse on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't say anything. And most people are like, oh, looks like you're having an exciting vacation. That's a stupid picture to post, okay?
I mean, it's a bold picture. Anybody who's going to post a photo of themselves shirtless is...
I was going to say, first of all, bold. I'm not posting a full-on shirtless picture of myself anyplace, okay? Nobody needs... Not that I care about being naked, but nobody needs to see this. This is not attractive, okay? So that's number one. And this guy is not exactly a supermodel, okay? He's fine. He's
but
an average guy.
Even if he is, it's just a bold photo to
It's
post.
A bold photo to say, hey, friends, family, coworkers, here's me in nothing but a little bathing suit. Now he's on a horse, okay? So I posted the picture of Putin on a horse, the president of Russia, shirtless, because if you remember a couple of years ago, and again, I don't know why, Putin posted a bunch of pictures of himself hunting with no shirt.
Because he's on vacation.
Showing his muscles with no shirt, and then on a horse. And so I didn't say anything. I just posted this picture, right? Well, I get the, you know when you comment on something, it'll tell you when other people you know comment?
Sure.
So it said your friend so-and-so commented on your friend's picture, okay? So I wonder what they said. And I see it, but then I went, well, what? And I clicked the thing for all comments. Gone.
Yours was gone.
So either he deleted it and didn't think it was funny that I was calling him out and calling him Putin. Or, I mean, I know there's all that stuff about the Russian misinformation and all of that.
Yeah.
Did Mark Zuckerberg delete my post because you're not allowed to mention Putin on Facebook?
Your friend deleted it.
You think so?
Yes, because if Facebook deletes it, they send you a notification to let you know that they've deleted your stuff.
Well, you know what? That's very nice of Zuckerberg to let me know because at least I have some closure to know what happened to my post.
Now, did your friend unfriend you as well?
No.
Has he blocked you?
No, he hasn't blocked me.
Okay.
He didn't unfriend me.
He just didn't care for being compared to Putin.
Did not care to be... compared to a ruthless dictator.
Got it.
In a communist country. I can't imagine why.
Can't imagine.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. We're still having a conversation about Putin, whose first name is...
Vladimir.
That's right.
Is it Vladimir?
It's Vladimir.
Whatever.
He knows more about Putin than you. Okay, so follow up, if you just heard our last discussion. I just said, can you believe this guy? So I said, I'm not making this up. And I went and got the picture I had. I deleted the picture. I saved it off the internet and then deleted it from my photos. But I had a picture of Putin shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to grab the picture of my friend here from Facebook that I was just talking about that also posted a picture of himself on a horse. Turns out he was not shirtless.
Yeah, he was not shirtless.
I remembered him being shirtless. He was not shirtless. He was on the beach riding a horse like a jackass.
So, Robbie, you're just imagining your friend shirtless.
Yeah.
In your own head.
But he posted, this is where he does deserve to be made fun of a little bit. He posted multiple pictures of himself.
He was having fun.
And I didn't realize that I had posted a comment with the Putin picture on one of them, but not the others. So thank you, Facebook. It is still okay to post pictures of Russian dictator Vladimir Putin.
You know something else I know about Putin?
None.
You guys share a birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What?
Yep.
You know, my dad shares a birthday with Trumpy.
Well, there you go.
So we're basically Trump and Vladimir.
Look at you. What a pair.
Isn't that fun?
What a pair.
All right. It's time for pre-coffee thoughts. A little something to get us over the hump. We have everybody write down a couple of stream of consciousness, just some things, just to see what comes out. A little fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like me being having a connection, a 6 degree of separation.
There you go.
From a commie.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that nice?
It's so nice.
Apple cider is winter lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I agree with that.
No?
No. Not quite the same. Because apple cider is sweet. It's not refreshing. Whereas I think lemonade is a refreshing summer drink.
The apple cider can be refreshing if you have it cold.
Unless you put booze in it. Maybe that says more about me than it does about... instead of colorizing old photos, in 50 years, we'll be removing filters.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, man.
I hope not. That's not going to be...
I feel like
it's
already a thing.
My poor grandchildren, they're going to be like, whoa! Oh, my gosh.
This is... since we're already having a serious political discussion, I really worry about that deepfake thing. Where you,
Oh, yeah.
You just make
not for like someone faking you, but like important people.
No. Well, both, yeah. I worry that someone can pretend to be, you know, someone important and break into Fort Knox or something. Uh-huh. And then I also worry that somebody could look like me in my voice and then make it look like...
You've done something.
I've done something. Because listen, I'm in enough trouble as it is.
Yeah.
So can you imagine if someone did that to somebody, you could start doing that to people?
It'd be very scary.
You steal their bank account? I mean, it's crazy.
I would say this.
Yeah.
The moment you look like perfect and your face has nothing wrong with it, that's when you know it's a deep fake video. Have you seen those things? Like the
Do they look like that?
Natural or too like perfect. I saw one of Tom Cruise and you could tell it was deep fake. Just his face looked really weird.
I don't know about that.
His face always looks really weird.
There's some app and you
it
put this
clean.
You put this on our Facebook, the show's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Where you can superimpose yourself on different clips of Tom Cruise or Leo from a movie. I think it looks just like him.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the voice,
it's
but
it's a little creepy.
It's super creepy.
It's creepy.
But it kind of looks like your face morphed with his, you know, like that If They Made It thing that I think it was Conan used to do.
Yeah, because it was his face, but we did it with yours, and he had glasses on, so it was a little weird.
Maybe babies cry a lot because being a baby is really painful, and we just don't remember.
Oh, I hope not. That's awful.
Suck it, babies.
I hate being your child.
What is wrong with you? That's awful.
If a UFO lands in front of you, wait a minute. What? You hate babies?
They are so annoying.
Oh, they can be annoying. Give them that.
They're babies. Yeah. They can't speak.
They're very needy.
They're babies. You know who else is very needy and annoying? The two of you.
No. Good point. Touché.
We also need wet wipes, both of us.
It's gross.
If a UFO lands in front of you and you can see what it is, then it's just an O. It's not an unidentified flying. It's just an object.
Sorry, that took me a second.
Yeah. I mean, it's still an alien, but it's just an O.
Okay.
We've identified the object. It's a Martian.
It's not flying anymore. Yeah. Okay.
Different version of you exists in the minds of everyone who knows you.
Oh, that's deep.
I need some Christopher Nolan stuff
that's
right there.
That's deep. I don't know how I feel about that.
Think about this. While waiting for a waiter, you become the waiter.
You have been served.
I like this. This is a kicker here. I don't know who wrote the Adam's apple, subwoofer for a man.
It's true.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
I could do that, though, and I don't have an Adam's apple.
Are you sure? Sometimes people will call and say, Rochelle, is Robbie there? And she's like, no, this is me. I haven't had coffee yet.
Yeah, I have a deep voice.
I've actually answered the phone and someone thought I was you too, Robbie.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true. You have a squeaky little voice.
I know. That's why I was shocked.
Well, that hurts my feelings a little bit.
I know. I didn't want to tell you, but oh well.
We don't look or sound anything alike.
No, not really. No.
All right, we got a lot to do today. We'll open up the food file.
Oh,
we'll do
okay.
A he said.
She said.
Coming up at 7:50 this morning, 7:29:20 hashtag mom.
Confessions.
And a whole lot more. This is all part of the food files, all part of my quest to have material I can recycle on Thanksgiving. Because we're doing a best of show, a special Thanksgiving show.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta have some stuff that is a Thanksgiving flair that I can get away with playing twice.
Gotcha.
Thank God it's Wednesday, which means we're halfway through the work week. And we got a lot of events coming up with Thanksgiving next week and the holiday season in full gear. So thank you for sending these in to us, either on Facebook or on the website. Just go to our page and send them to either Robbie or Rochelle or Vince. It's up to you. I mean, put this in your phone. There's a professional networking mixer happening Thursday, December 9th. I love me a good mixer.
Sure.
Usually there's cocktails and party chips.
Yes, there are.
This will start at 5 o'clock, New Brunswick Elks Lodge. Yeah, cocktails, appetizers provided. Admission is free. What more do
Wait,
you need?
What?
Listen, I'll come mix and mingle all you like.
Yes.
MoneyTaxSVC.com for more. Then they show you a film on a timeshare in Pompano Beach, okay? No, that's
Listen,
not.
Listen, there are free apps and drinks. I'm in.
Man, this Chex Mix is delicious. 2021 Bradley Beach Holiday Pop-Up Market is coming Saturday, December 4th at 11 a.m. Homemade crafts, fine art, jewelry, holiday gifts, baked goods, live jazz, and more. I got a guy in a beach with an accordion.
What more do you need?
Because accordion music is jazz, apparently.
Sure.
In my head. You'd be out there scatting.
Okay.
Bradley Beach Alliance.
Don't ever scat ever again.
.org for all the details. I was like Baloo from the Jungle Book.
I don't know what that was.
And City Girl Paints in Bayonne is hosting a special fundraiser for Woodrow Wilson kindergartner Connor De La Cruz, who was recently diagnosed with a very aggressive form of leukemia. The event is happening Tuesday the 30th at the Knights Hall in Bayonne. Tickets will include step-by-step instructions to create your own masterpiece, all painting supplies, and a first drink directly to the De La Cruz family, all proceeds from the event. If you want to just make a donation online, I know that's a little bit of a drive.
Yeah.
CityGirlPaints.com. They got tickets and the info right there, and they'll link you over to their GoFundMe, too, if you'd like to help the family. But that's a fun way to help a rough situation.
For sure.
So, and reminder, if you got Black Friday shopping to do, Michelle Amabile is going to be live with 107.1 The Boss, center court of the Freehold Raceway Mall, starting at 10 a.m. She'll be doing her whole show and helping you with your stocking stuffers. Now, you can go see Santa, mm-hmm. and you go see Michelle.
There you go.
You put her in some green and red, she might look like a little elf. She'll be very happy that I said that.
I'm sure she will. She'll let you know.
No free cookies for you. 10 o'clock Black Friday, again at the Freehold Mall. With a couple of things we thought you would like to know this morning. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. By the way, what's this thing you're watching tonight with Tom Brady?
It's called Man in the Arena.
What is it? Why are you excited about it? Because he won't, in between every song here, he won't shut up about how excited he is. What is it? What channel is it on?
So it's on ESPN Plus, so you got to pay for a subscription.
It's on Hulu, too, I think.
Oh, is it?
Really? I think so,
it must be a paid thing on Hulu, because it can't
be. All I know is I already forked over money for it.
All right.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I've been waiting for a while.
Okay.
this is like a documentary about his career?
Pretty much, but it's in series, and it'll probably break down his Michigan career first, or maybe even earlier. Each episode focuses on something different.
And did he sign right out of college with Belichick before he went to Tampa? So he did. So he's only played for two NFL teams.
Right. Mm. Yeah, he played 20 years with New England and now two with Tampa.
Now, how much did you pay to see this, by the way?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. It's like $10. I already have like 20 other subscriptions that I'm going to forget to cancel.
We were just talking about that because there was something that you want to see on, I think it's Disney Plus or something. We have other platform other than Disney
We've
Plus.
We've had Disney Plus. We don't have it anymore. Yeah, the new Beatles documentary is going to be on Disney for some reason. And then you wanted Paramount to see the Adele thing from the other night.
They get you with every one of them.
Yeah, and you can see both of them on Hulu, but it's like $64? Charge your card now?
Right.
Like, no, Hulu. No. Easy. This is true. We spent $41. Tonight, we're going to go see Ghostbusters.
Yes.
We get the first screening tonight, Ghostbusters 3 Afterlife. I am so excited about this.
I even bought you a shirt.
I didn't know that. You bought me a shirt?
I bought you a shirt to wear tonight.
I feel like you might be thoroughly disappointed. I don't know. Maybe not.
Hopefully
not.
Why do you say that?
Have you read some spoilers or something?
Just reading it online didn't sound like it would be that good.
There's a clip. There's a trailer clip, and I know that you got Bill Murray back in the outfit, and that's all I need.
Yeah.
Even if I just get him up there for 30 seconds, that's enough that I want to go see it. Okay.
Right.
That's how big a fan I am.
You're not like one of those people like, oh, they're adding all this new stuff. I don't. Give me the original.
No.
I like the original, but I get it. They get the kids, and that's fine.
Right.
It's like The Force Awakens. It was good. You got Harrison Ford. You got the new girl. She was great.
We've watched like almost every single one of the trailers, I think, that are out on every one of them. And you've been okay with them.
And you got Paul Rudd, sexiest man alive.
Hey,
it doesn't hurt.
There's hope.
I was like, I guess that I'll go ahead and stay up late tonight so we can go to the movie.
So looking for $41. To see
him. That's how much I know.
For the special first screening. Yeah, what?
How did Paul Rudd get sexiest man alive?
How did he not?
I thought it was going to be Pete Davidson.
Well, how could he not? You think that he's sexy? Women, listen.
Oh, yeah.
He's making a joke about Pete Davidson. He's going out with every supermodel there is.
The guy
is a pimp. Come on.
I don't think Pete Davidson is unattractive.
You think Paul Rudd is more attractive?
Yes. Yes, he's very attractive.
Remember, we had it wrong that everybody let out a sneak spoiler that it was going to be Chris Evans, and it wasn't. Now, Chris Evans, out of the three of them, by far the most attractive man,
opinion.
If you ask me.
Nope.
What?
Paul Rudd.
Don't you think he's more... Chris Evans is the sexiest of the three, is he not?
I mean,
it's
America's ass.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's America's ass.
I don't know. Maybe because I am attracted to his personality. I think Paul Rudd's very funny.
He is funny.
So I think that helps.
Isn't this a beauty contest when it comes to the sexiest man?
I think so. I think that it's all... For men, this is how men and women are so different. Because a woman sees the whole package. A man just sees the package, you know?
Listen, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. Any woman takes a look at all three of those packages. Whoever wins the competition wins the competition. Okay?
I feel like I want to put a poll up on the Facebook page of the three of them, and I bet you any money Paul Rudd wins.
Yeah, but if you found out that one of them is more impressive than the other, if you know what I'm saying?
No.
Every woman.
Nah.
You've never heard a woman say anybody says size doesn't matter is a liar.
Okay, I'm not saying size doesn't matter.
This is the same as when they say, oh, if it rains on your wedding day, it's a blessing. No, it's not. It rained on your wedding day. Your day's ruined. That's what it means. It's a bunch of malarkey.
Okay.
Look, all I'm saying, out of those three, Pete Davidson's the one I have most in common with, and this really just has to do with my paleness and dark circles under my
eyes. That's the only thing you have in common with him, okay? Yeah. Guy's going out with everybody.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, by the way, here's a spoiler for some other time. We had here weird things people tweeted that they saw at someone else's house that apparently those people thought was normal.
Oh.
We now don't have time for that because we just get into this tomfoolery about Pete Davidson.
Whoops.
But I will just tease this. There's a guy that wrote that he went to a family's house and they had a place setting at the dinner table for their dog, which I think is very nice.
I do too.
I think that's very nice.
I don't hate that.
So in some future, Robbie and Rochelle, you might hear about those weird things people do at their house when inviting over company. And since we didn't have time for this earlier, you want to hear some more of these confessions we found on BuzzFeed? Where we get to mom confessions?
Oh, sure.
We were going to do this earlier. We got on this rant about Chris Evans and Paul Rudd and who should be the sexiest man alive. But this was pretty funny. These are things people posted. They go over someone's house, and it seems like everyone lives in this house, thinks this is normal, and this person's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going on? And I mentioned one was setting a place at the table for the family dog.
I don't think that's really that strange, honestly.
The person posts, I was at a house where someone's in the bathroom, so the kid who lived there went into the back garden, just wet in the flower bed, shoveled dirt on top of it.
What? The kid went to the bathroom outside?
These people let their kid go to the bathroom in the backyard.
Oh, that's so gross.
Dig a little hole.
No.
Homemade outhouse.
That's awful.
At every meal, my ex's parents would set a plate at the table for the dog, or that's the dog one. I went to a sleepover at the girl's house. Her mom was obsessively taking pictures of us. We're watching a movie, and my friend passed out, and her mom pulled out a huge, heavy-duty camera, started recording her daughter sleeping for about 5 minutes.
That's creepy.
Breaking news here from the couch.
Yeah, that's creepy. No, not okay.
My friend's family used to walk around the house completely naked. I went over for the first time to play some Nintendo after school. There's the whole family, butt-ass naked, making sandwiches in the kitchen.
Can you imagine? How embarrassing.
When I was around 10, I had a friend I got invited over. They had a whole room. They called it the playroom for the kids. It was just a room filled with trash, and they used it kind of like one of those bubble pits at the Chuck E. Cheese. They just jump in the trash in that room.
Really?
I guess so. Well, it sounds like we got a hoarder situation.
Yeah, that doesn't seem sanitary.
When I was 18, I went over to the house of a girl I was dating. Her parents had a giant adult toy on a living room shelf for all to see, right next to a collection of knives with the Nazi emblem on them.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on in that house?
I hope you ended that relationship very quickly.
Anyway, those are a couple of things we didn't get to earlier. Confessions of people going to houses seeing weird stuff.
I've never experienced anything like any of those.
Let's do a couple more here. These are hashtag mom
confessions.
We get moms every day on the socials at hashtag. We share them here 720-920.
Jill Gilmer says, nothing prepares you for when your sweet, gentle 8-year-old son calls you bra for the first time.
I do that sometimes.
You call me bra.
That's what I mean. You hate that.
I'm not your bra.
What's up, bro?
I'm not your bro. I'm not your bra. I'm not your buddy.
How you doing, dude?
Not cool. You don't call your wife dude or bra, like ever.
I'm just hip with what the kids are saying. I'm down with the lingo.
Oh, my gosh. Amanda Kalmus said, I'm sorry, but when I said I was excited to send my kids to school again, I meant so that I could have quiet time, not so that I could spend my afternoon helping my 7-year-old write a report on Black Widow spiders. How rude.
Have you seen the picture of that mega spider thing that has shown up in Australia?
No.
It's like 5 pounds.
No, no, no.
I was scrolling CNN reading the COVID news. And they're like, just in from Australia.
It's not here though, right?
No.
Okay.
Listen, here's what we do. Biden, shut down the flights to Australia. Shut it down.
Seriously.
COVID's still spreading and we got giant 5-pound spiders. Shut that shit down, okay? Shut it down.
I don't know if I can say this Twitter handle.
Uh-huh.
At not that Nicole Brown said.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Her name is probably Nicole Brown. And it just.
And that's what people say all the time?
So she's not at that Nicole Brown, said my five-year-old might be watching too many dinosaur shows. He keeps calling my vegetarian in-laws herbivores.
Well, they are. That's a smart kid right there.
They're not dinosaurs.
You should encourage that child. Be proud of him. Be proud
of Nicole Brown. Encourage him.
They got an adult toy and Nazi knives.
That's not okay.
What is going
That's
on?
That's not okay.
Why are you asking what's going on? Hashtag mom. God, the Wednesday shows are always a weird show, aren't they?
Yeah.
720, 920. By the way, remember yesterday we got a text from someone who said we're obnoxious?
Uh-huh.
This is why they think that.
Ah,
this
okay.
is why.
Got it.
Well, it is the Thanksgiving season, the holiday season. And we got a lot of things trending this morning about food. Who doesn't like food? Time for
Food File. Excellent. It's Food File.
Here are some things trending about food. The average person expects to gain 8 pounds throughout the holiday season this year. That's up 7 pounds from when they took the same survey last year and up 6 pounds from 2019. I would have thought that more people put on more weight last year when there was more quarantining going on and all of that.
Well, maybe they figured they weren't going to their family's house, so it wasn't going to be as many goodies.
Oh, maybe that's it.
This is crap. I've eaten a bunch of food. Haven't gained any weight.
Well, whatever.
That's obnoxious.
That's so obnoxious of you.
We often write it off that you're just a young guy, and that's what it is, but I feel like Vinny is going to be one of those people 10 years from now we're going to be having this conversation, and he's still not going to be able to put on any weight. He
it's
just
annoying.
Has,
for
he has
real.
A, he has a good metabolism.
I look the same as in high school. I weigh the same as in high school.
I don't
that
feel
sucks.
Bad for you. So I haven't eaten in 3 days, okay?
I ate 3 times so far.
I'm hungry. Well, didn't we read last year, though, joking aside, that a lot of people put on weight?
During COVID?
Yeah.
You get the COVID-19. That's what it's called. You gain the 19.
Well, isn't that special?
That's what you do.
I guess it's possible if you live by yourself or something, you're not going to eat as much because you're not going to prepare yourself a big Thanksgiving.
Well, again, I think the difference is for holidays specifically, you're not going to grandma's house and getting the pie, and this year maybe you are.
Paul also looked at top signs you've overindulged during the holidays. 48% of people say they eat so much at once they had to actually undo a button or loosen a belt.
Yeah, we've all been there.
40% say they've made themselves sick. 39% say they deliberately wore stretchy pants to accommodate eating more food than usual.
Absolutely.
Is this a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Your waist doesn't expand that much that you have to
unbutton. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I think it's just the feeling in your stomach makes it tight.
The jeans are not, they're not.
That's what you call the placebo effect, where you feel like you need to open your button.
No, I'm telling you, I can see the lines in my waist from before dinner and after dinner. There's a difference.
All right, Instacart has put out the thing most people forget when preparing Thanksgiving dinner. Number one, cranberries. Mm. Number two, pie crust. Number three, potatoes.
How do you forget potatoes?
I don't know.
That's like the best side that there is.
I don't even think of potatoes as really being a Thanksgiving meal.
You don't?
Here's what I'm doing. I'm doing a traditional Thanksgiving. I'm doing the turkey.
Uh-huh.
Carrots. I'm doing
carrots?
Stuffing.
What, is this a carrot?
No, carrots. Like carrots. Maybe with some brown sugar on them. Cranberry sauce. And green beans.
His family's weird.
Why is my family weird? Carrots are
Where's
weird?
The corn? Where? Mashed potatoes.
Right.
All right,
sweet
I forgot about
potatoes.
The, all right, the corn.
Stuffing.
Fine. I said stuffing.
What are you talking about?
And lasagna.
And lasagna. That's fair.
Wow.
We were just talking about the Ghostbusters movie. This is exciting. I remember this back in the 80s. Hi-C is bringing back its Ecto Cooler drink. This is the green fruit juice. I'm not sure there's any fruit in it. You have to win it by tweeting at them. The last time it was available in stores was 20 years ago, back in 2001. I didn't realize it was around that long,
I didn't either. I thought it was gone a long time ago.
This is great. Let's drink Slimer juice.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
I get why they're bringing it back for the movie, but it kind of hurts my stomach to even think about it.
Isn't like the normal Hi-C orange back at McDonald's now? Like
oh, yes, it is. Yep, it
that's
is.
That's awesome.
Hi-C back in business.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
The thing that's confusing there is they also have the orange soda. So if you're not careful and you just ask for, I'll take the orange. Because Grayson, our five-year-old, likes the orange Fanta.
Yeah.
And so if you don't say the Fanta, they give you the Hi-C and your kid is going to be in the back seat really upset if they don't have the right one.
Yeah, because the Hi-C
not
is not.
Not if I'm your kid, because I love that crap.
It's not carbonated, right? The
One of them's carbonated, one's not.
Yeah, the Fanta is, the HC
is
the Hi-C. I keep saying HC is not.
That's weird. That's not a thing.
You've actually just brought back a memory from childhood. You know my friend Frankie, who I talk about? Hey, it's me. It's Frankie.
Yeah.
How can we forget Frankie?
They had Ghostbusters cereal. In the 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I have a memory now where we were eating it, and he goes, you know what this is? This is Lucky Charms with ghosts. Because the little marshmallows were all ghosts.
He was very smart.
Yeah. Frankie was a criminal genius.
Yes. Something like that.
Reese's Pieces have announced new Reese's Peanut Butter Pie for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like a normal peanut butter cup, but 9 inches in diameter. They're going to make 3,000 of them and expect them to sell out very quickly at each location.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you do the cranberry sauce?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
All right, and last, I know this is the food file, and alcohol is technically not food, but, you know.
It is in our house.
Yeah, it is, on this show it is.
As if it's in a Jell-O shot.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
you like the way you think, Vinny. There's a girl that filmed her 65-year-old mother taking her first ever shot of tequila. And we've got audio of it.
Tequila that I'm chewing with my umbrella. I'm supposed to chew on this after I drink it.
Correct.
Where's the salt? Where's the salt?
Well, you don't need the salt.
What do you think? What do you think of it?
I'm going to puke. Oh, my God, run. Get away from me. Oh, my God.
What a class act.
How did she go her whole life and not have a tequila shot?
She said she never had a tequila shot. She didn't say she never had tequila before.
Okay.
You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Fair.
Right. There you go. See, isn't this nice for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you're going to need a tequila shot. We're all back together.
That was a heartwarming family experience right there.
Food file. Excellent. It's food file.
Here's something you might not know about us. We do a podcast. You probably do a podcast. Everybody does a podcast these days. Who doesn't do a podcast?
I don't know.
Listen, if you don't do it in a podcast, did it really happen at all?
Nope.
We've got one on our website streaming on demand. You just go to the Robbie Rochelle Morning Show page, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. It should come right up for you, whether you're like Spotify or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Podcasts, just search Robbie and Rochelle. It'll come right up. A couple of things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. There's a woman who goes out to the theater, goes to see a play in Minneapolis, stands up in the audience and delays the start of the play because she starts going on a rant. My guess is there's a little booze involved here.
Sure.
You ruined my night at the play.
Wow, that was quite a rant.
Not exactly. Usually I expect people to the theater with those glasses, you know, the opera glasses.
She must have had a tall guy in front of her, you know?
Wow. I don't know what play they were going to see, but it ain't going to be as exciting as that.
Nope.
That was the show right there. There's a video going viral of a guy who's, of course, accused of drinking before driving.
Uh-huh.
He's in Waikiki, Hawaii, and he sideswipes 12 cars. Sparks are flying. There's smoke coming from under his hood as he's doing this. Someone's taking a video.
Oh my gosh, is that the car?
Yeah, he just turned the wheel because he's not driving straight and he's sideswiping all these cars.
Does he not realize?
Yeah, they're all parked, you know, along the side of the street. Yeah, I guess not.
Oh my gosh.
That's like what happens when you get fired in Erie. Too soon?
Oh no.
We'll edit that out.
No, we won't.
No, we won't.
Google it.
Well, this is unbelievable. There's a grandma who sent a text. She's texting. She's a hip grandma.
Sure.
Sends a text out to the family about what time Thanksgiving is going to be. And one of the phone numbers she gets wrong. And she texted a man who turned out to be a guy that had no place to go. So he showed up and said, hey, this might be weird, but. And the grandma said, no problem. Come on in. It's Thanksgiving. They have started a tradition. Every year he comes, this is the 6th year that Jamel Hinton will be joining Grandma Wanda Dench for Thanksgiving dinner with the fam.
Oh, my gosh.
Never met her or introduced myself before or ever even seen her before.
I love that story. That is so sweet.
Lucky for them, he wasn't an axe murderer or a crazy person or something.
We're all gonna die.
I hope so.
Sure, come on in.
I'm just imagining your face.
Imagine if you invited someone we didn't know over?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And somebody came to our door. I feel like you just shut the door in their face. You're like, nope, wrong house.
Happy Thanksgiving. Have a nice day. You know, the Peacock app that NBC's got, they're doing a 3-part docuseries about Barney the Purple Dinosaur. Be about Barney's rise in popularity and then his fall from the center of pop culture for kids.
There was a fall of Barney?
Barney, the true Hollywood story.
Oh, poor Barney.
The more you hear it, the creepier it gets. Hope your Thanksgiving guest didn't laugh like that.
He's a dinosaur. Grandma, get him out of here.
Too bad you didn't invite Baby Bop.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Why are you sexualizing Baby Bop?
I don't. Just a funny name, Baby Bop.
Okay.
I don't know. What was the name of the other little guy?
PJ.
BJ. That's it. I could have easily have said that.
Yeah, you could have.
But I chose Baby Bop. There's a picture going viral, and I know this is radio, so I'm going to have to put this on our socials.
Okay.
The United States Consumer Product Safety Commission tweeted out a warning about the fire hazard of a dry Christmas tree.
Oh,
and that's true.
Absolutely.
You put the lights in a dry tree, it could catch fire.
Yeah.
But next to it, and again, what they're trying to do is show that if you're not careful, you can start a fire and, you know, terrible things. They've got a skeleton with a Santa hat.
Oh, my God.
Next to a Christmas tree on fire. And so people have been retweeting this picture on social media saying things like, I want to hear this heavy metal album. Is this new from Guns N' Roses? What is this?
How grim is that? Wow.
There's your tax dollars at work from the U.S. Consumer Production Safety Commission.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. What a heartwarming, want to be a Yule log?
Is that your Christmas wish?
One in five people have made a mistake at work that could have gotten them fired.
Mm.
According to a new poll from LinkedIn, about 11% of those people actually got in trouble. 48% of people say their manager was aware of it but let it slide. No such luck for a certain person from Erie.
Despite his fame and fortune, he strikes me as a lonely man.
There's a website called Simply Codes, and they've listed the businesses that have the best Black Friday deals.
Oh, yes.
They think they'll include Warby Parker. They make those discount
the glasses?
Eyeglasses.
Okay.
Eddie Bauer, Little Caesars.
Little Caesars? Like the pizza place?
Yeah.
What kind of special? It's only $5.
I got my khakis, my $30 glasses, and a nice slice of $5 pie. I'm having a good day. Happy Black Friday to all and to all a good night.
Okay.
I got my sweet Eddie Bowers on. World famous celebrity birthday file, Isaac Hanson. Remember the group Hanson?
Yes.
Bop? Mm-hmm. He's 41.
Oh, my gosh.
Rachel McAdams from Wedding Crashers, 43 today. RuPaul, he's 61, or she's 61. Just depends whether or not he's in RuPaul character,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Danny DeVito, Martin Scorsese, Lorne Michaels all celebrating. There's a party I'd like to go to.
Yeah, for sure.
And Howard Dean. You remember this guy ran for president a couple years ago until this happened?
South Carolina and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! What was that?
Remember that guy?
What was that? Is he trying to pump up the crowd?
I think he was trying to pump up the crowd.
Okay.
It's happened to the best of us, okay? You know, you're doing a little Rotary Club dinner. You get a little out of control.
Wow.
Today is National Unfriend Day.
That's okay.
That's what America did to him a few years ago.
I guess so.
By the way, I gave that guy money in 2004.
You so did?
You can't trust me.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't pick a winner from a mile away.
It's He Said, She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
We've been talking about movies quite a bit this week. We're going to see Ghostbusters tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And this past weekend, we saw James Bond. We saw part of Dune, what I could sit through of Dune. We saw The Red Notice with The Rock, which is
yes,
very good.
Yes, that was very good.
And Vinny's all excited for this Tom Brady documentary movie that's coming out today.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we thought we'd talk about movies. What movie has the most satisfying ending?
Oh.
Best ending in a movie.
That's tough. I think every Disney movie has a great ending.
Yeah, a nice happy ending.
Yeah, I love The Lion
Happily
King.
Ever after.
I love
okay.
Up. I love Monsters, Inc. Oh, my gosh. That's such a good one. The Greatest Showman had a good ending, which I know you'll never watch that with me, but it was really great.
Yeah, it's not for me.
You know what ending I loved?
What's
totally
that?
I loved Grease. I thought the ending of Grease was great.
You know there's a whole conspiracy theory about that, right?
What do you mean?
There are people that think, if you remember, if you've seen a Grease movie with John Travolta, mm-hmm. Hey, it's me, John Travolta, me and Sandy are in a pink Cadillac that flies into the clouds. What's that about? Well, some people think the idea is that they died.
They died?
You remember at the beginning of the movie, it starts with them on the beach, and
yeah.
They go, I love you forever, Sandy.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing?
Yes.
This is not an accurate representation.
No?
Of the film, of course.
Okay.
I don't want to be sued by Paramount.
Sure.
But at the beginning, they're on the beach. And
I do remember that.
Well, the theory is that there's a wave that kills, and the rest of it's a dream, and then the end of it is showing them flying off into heaven together.
That's ludicrous.
I'm telling you, there's a whole. Listen, I don't think it.
That's ridiculous.
It's a whole thing if you do a little Reddit search.
It's a musical. All musicals have ridiculous endings.
I'm
just telling
you.
That's the point of a musical.
Oh, my God. My dad? I don't know. Rub a nose up your hose.
I like the end of Grease.
That's not how it goes.
That's not it. That's not the one.
You're a bunch
said.
Of bozos. Vinny Barbarino. Not even from Grease.
No.
That was my other show.
Okay. What movie do you
remember
think had a good
remember
ending?
Battlefield Earth? That movie sucked. I was in that. Michael, I did that too.
Michael was a good movie. That was all right. It was weird.
I don't know. Who cares what I think? So, movie with the best ending.
I care. You don't have a movie?
Titanic. We learned that Rose is an exhibitionist slash murderer.
Wow. You've never even seen Titanic. You can't say that.
I've seen it. I read the papers.
You did not. You've never seen it.
You're he said.
She said.
All right, we're talking movies today. What movie has the best ending, the most satisfying ending, the best surprise? We've talked about Sixth Sense before.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's a
great
one.
Like a horror
one.
Movie with a good ending. Psycho is another one. That's got that great twist at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a satisfying one.
Lindsay said Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Don't they both they die?
They drive off
right?
the cliff. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Trevor says Goodfellas. And Bob says The Empire Strikes Back.
I'm trying to remember how that ends. Is that the Luke is your father
Luke
thing?
Is, yeah, I'm your father one.
I can't play the clip because I think George Lucas owns it, but I can do the... The movie is over.
That's trademarked, remember? We've talked about that.
Pick up your popcorn. This is CNN.
Okay.
Simba. All James Earl Jones.
Yes, it
I
is.
I just did his greatest dance right
Look
there.
At you. You're on a roll today.
Line two.
Braveheart. I love that movie.
I can never take our freedom. I'm sorry.
It's so inspiring.
I'll never do that again.
That was not inspiring. The movie is inspiring.
I didn't know that I didn't do a Braveheart impression. I'm sorry. I apologize. Let's go back to line one.
I'm always partial to Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a nice movie.
I don't know if it was a nice movie.
No, I mean, it's a...
But yeah, the ending is a very good ending. I will definitely agree with you.
Because the movie's got a great ending. All right, we'll grab one more. Line one.
The Departed.
Oh, that's good. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. That's a good
got Mark Wahlberg in it, right?
Mark Wahlberg.
And... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan, so of, good. Fan of Mark Wahlberg?
I'm a fan of all those guys. I think that they did a great job with that movie.
All those Wahlbergs?
Sure. All those Wahlbergs.
All the Wahlbergs, yes.
Leo's in that one, too, right?
Leo, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, it's a great cast.
It's a great cast.
Yeah.
Matt Damon. Yeah, all of them.
More coming up. A lot of answers on this. Best movie ending ever. Your He Said.
She Said.
It's He Said. She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Big opening tonight. Ghostbusters with its first screening. This is pretty exciting. Get the whole cast back for the first time in like 30-something years. So mm-hmm. We're going to see that tonight. And there's something very satisfying. You go to the movies, especially if you go to the theater, right? And it's a great movie. It's got a great ending. You leave the theater feeling like, man, that was fun.
Yeah.
What movie do you think, how do you answer that, has the best ending?
Jennifer said the movie Seven. I don't think...
Is that a Brad Pitt movie?
It is. The end of it is very,
That's a horror
very
movie,
creepy.
Right?
It is, yeah. The end of it, his wife's head is sent to him in a box, and he's continuously screaming, what's in the box?
Now, what if somebody...
What's in the box? This movie somebody hadn't is 25 seen it? Years old. If you haven't seen
too
it
bad?
Already, too bad. I mean, it's old. Cheryl said The Truman Show.
Oh, yeah.
David said Mr. Bean's Holiday. He finally gets to go to the beach. Then all the characters in the movie are happy and sing together. It's perfect.
Mr. Bean is one of those shows that for some reason, or the movies, when you saw it for the first time, mm-hmm. it seemed like it was funny. Then you look back and go, what was I thinking? This is terrible.
I don't think I've ever seen a Mr. Bean anything and thought this was funny. Just personally.
It took me a while to catch up, but yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
okay.
It's not funny. I don't know what I was thinking going to see it.
Yeah.
All right, we got a bunch of calls here. Let's start on line three.
Goonies.
You know, that's remember we were talking about E.T. a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen Goonies all the way through. I haven't seen E.T. all the way through.
I've seen Goonies.
What?
I know.
It's been a long time. Can you remind me what happens at the end?
Oh, my goodness. Well, they find One-Eyed Willie and the treasure.
Right.
And...
Okay.
And the rock opens up and the ship sails out. It's amazing.
What about that kid Sloth? What happens with him?
Happy ending.
Oh,
Sloth
good.
Sloth loves Chunk. They adopt Chunk. Come on.
I'm glad to know that Sloth has a happy ending. That's good.
Hello, line one.
It was a tough call. I'm going to say Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
That's a really good movie.
Great one, right?
That's one of those movies you saw it when it came out and you really need to see it again if mm-hmm. you haven't done
yep.
it.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
It's always stuck with me. I think it's just so great.
Absolutely.
All right, line two.
Guys, I just saw it recently. It's called 90 Sunsets.
90 Sunsets.
90 Sunsets is new, and I don't know if I should give too much away, but I'm not one for like tearjerkers, but... It was one of those endings where you just didn't see it coming. And, yeah, I walked away in tears.
Hmm.
Any famous people we know in this movie?
Tony Murdoch is in the movie. Yeah.
Try again. I don't know.
Oh, well, she's an up-and-coming.
Oh, keep it going all day on the socials. This is a busy one today. The movie with the best ending, He Said.
She Said.